The purpose of this self-hypnosis recording is to help you relax and program your subconscious mind with suggestions that are for your benefit and well-being. Relaxation is very important for all of us. It gives us time to focus on our thoughts and get rid of stress. The repetition of the beneficial suggestions included in this program change how you think and, most importantly, how you feel about yourself and the world around you. Ideally, you should listen to this recording once a day for 21 days. If you miss a day here or there, it's not a problem. Some people notice significant changes by simply listening to a program like this once, whereas for others it may take many times before they notice the changes becoming automatic. Even if you do notice the changes immediately, it's still advisable to continue to listen to this recording for 21 days. If you're listening to this recording and it's your bedtime, it's okay if you fall asleep, as your subconscious mind never sleeps, and the suggestions will be absorbed with the same effect. As your subconscious mind absorbs the suggestions in this recording, you will find yourself becoming more and more positive and enjoying life to the full, even in these difficult times. Those old stresses and strains that used to cause negativity will no longer bother or disturb you. As these changes happen at a subconscious level, you may not fully understand how and why you feel more positive in your life. Because of the relaxation involved in this recording, it's important that you never listen to it whilst driving or if you're involved in any activity which requires your attention. Only listen to this recording when you can safely relax completely. If for any reason you need to emerge from this relaxed state before the end of this recording, you will do so immediately and tend to whatever needs to be done in a relaxed and calm manner. Find yourself somewhere comfortable, maybe an armchair or lying down on your bed. Don't cross your legs or intertwine your fingers. Take a long, deep breath. Fill up your lungs. Hold that breath for a mental count of four. And then slowly exhale that breath, allowing your whole body to relax. Allow your eyes to close normally and naturally. Send a wave of relaxation from the top of your head, through your forehead, your cheeks, your chest, your stomach, down through your legs, your knees, and into your ankles and your feet. Now we can deepen this relaxation much more. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, allow this to be your signal to let this relaxation become 10 times deeper than it was before. All you have to do is want it to happen, and you can make it happen very easily. So when you're ready, take a deep breath in, fill your lungs, and hold it. Nice and gently, open your eyes. Now close them again and let that breath go. That's good. Imagine your whole body is covered in a warm blanket of relaxation. Now we can deepen this relaxation much more. In a moment I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes again. And this time when you close your eyes, double the relaxation you have. Make it become twice as deep as it was before. So when you're ready, take a deep breath. Hold it. Open your eyes. Close them again. Let that breath go and let every muscle become so relaxed that as long as you choose to hold on to that relaxation, every muscle is totally relaxed. Now we can deepen this relaxation much more. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to open and close your eyes one more time. And this time when you close your eyes, double the relaxation you feel. Make it twice as deep as it was before. So when you're ready, take a nice big deep breath in. Fill your lungs. Hold it. Nice and gently open your eyes. Close them again. Let that breath go and double the relaxation you have. Let every muscle and fibre in your whole body now become so completely relaxed that you know you could hold on to this feeling of relaxation for absolutely as long as you choose. And that's good. And I'm now going to count from 10 down to 1. And with each number I count, just allow your mind and body to relax a little bit more. Don't try to make it happen. Notice how it happens all by itself. Notice how the deeper you relax, the better you feel, and the better you feel, the more you can allow yourself to relax. Not because I say so, but because it's the very nature of your mind and body to enjoy these deeper levels of relaxation. So 10, going deeper and deeper. And 9, relaxing more and more with every number. And 8, all the way down. 7, relaxing deeper and deeper. 6, deeper and deeper now. 5, relaxing more and more. 4, relaxing more and more, deeper and deeper. And 3, just letting go. 2, all the way down. And 1, deeper and deeper. Now, imagine you're somewhere out in the countryside, somewhere out in nature, somewhere where the sky is an incredible blue. One or two fluffy clouds float past. This is a wonderful place. This is a place full of peace and tranquility. And there's a little river, a little stream nearby, and the water runs over some rocks, generating little eddies of foam that glisten in the sunlight. And there are birds and trees. There are flowers and butterflies. Imagine lying down in this place, feeling so relaxed, feeling so at peace. Maybe you can hear the birds singing. Maybe you can feel a gentle breeze on your face. Notice the butterflies as they go from flower to flower. Maybe you can smell the flowers, feeling so relaxed, feeling so at peace. Now imagine in this place, imagine or pretend that you fall into a peaceful, natural sleep. Even though you will never be asleep in this place, pretend you're going to sleep. And you know when you sleep, you can dream. And you know when you dream, everything is possible. There are absolutely no limitations. So imagine you're dreaming now. And in this dream, imagine you're standing at the top of a staircase. Now this is no ordinary staircase. This is the staircase of total relaxation. And this is your own personal staircase. So decorate it any way you want. Put nice soft carpet of your favourite colour on it. Hang your favourite pictures on the wall. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 10 down to 1. And with each number I count, I want you to imagine taking a step down this staircase. And with each step you take, notice how you relax a little bit more. Don't try to make it happen. Notice how it happens all by itself. Now, some people, when they imagine this, they imagine themselves walking down the steps very clearly, and they notice how they relax more and more with each step they take. Other people kind of feel like they're floating down the stairs, and they just feel themselves relaxing more and more. And other people's minds can wander, and they just relax more and more with each number. And whichever way it is for you, that's just fine. That's how your mind works. So get ready to take the first step now. And 10. Going deeper and deeper. 9. Mind relaxing and body relaxing. 8. Letting go. 7. All the way down. And 6. Each step taking you deeper and deeper. And 5. Even deeper now. 4. Relaxing more and more. And 3. Down deeper and deeper. And 2. Each step relaxing you more and more. And 1. And that's good. When we are in this deep state of relaxation, we have quietened the conscious mind and are now able to access our subconscious minds. Einstein referred to the subconscious mind as a sacred gift and to the rational mind or conscious mind as a faithful servant. He suggested that in the Western world, we've created a society that honors the servant and has forgotten the gift. We are now going to be able to access that gift. In this state, you may notice that whilst you feel deeply relaxed, you may also feel extremely mentally alert. In fact, more alert than usual. This is quite normal and is one of the most amazing aspects of this state of deep relaxation. In a moment, I'm going to give you a number of suggestions. Each time I give you a suggestion, you have a choice. You can welcome that suggestion in with the thought, I like it, I want it. If you do this, that suggestion will go deep into your subconscious mind and help you to make changes that are for your benefit and well-being. You could reject that suggestion, or you could feel ambivalent about that suggestion. If either of these is the case, the suggestion will be rejected and it will have no effect. The only time a suggestion is allowed into your subconscious is if you think, I like it, I want it. So you see, you are in complete control at all times. And in a moment, I'm also going to ask you to imagine certain things. And it's very important to know that some people can see very clear pictures in their mind. They're very visual. Other people can't see any pictures. They just get an impression of what's going on around them. And most people are somewhere in the middle, but everybody can imagine. So whatever way your mind works, when I ask you to imagine something, it's perfect for you. That's how your mind processes information. Now, we're in very unusual times. Most of us are feeling a sense of disbelief about what's happening, and things have changed so fast for us all and so dramatically that it's been very hard to adjust. We may be feeling anxious or even scared. We may be afraid for our health and for the health of our loved ones. We may be afraid for our financial security, our businesses and our jobs. And we may be feeling anxious simply because the future is so uncertain. On top of all of this, we're being asked to make enormous sacrifices. The freedoms that we've taken for granted for our whole lives, to be able to travel freely, to be able to visit family and friends, to be able to attend events, conferences, concerts, parties, the cinema, to be able to visit the gym, or to shop for whatever we choose, have all been curtailed. However, we have more control over how we feel than we think. Even in a situation as difficult as this, we can use our subconscious minds, our precious gifts, to help us make shifts in our thinking and outlook that will help us more than perhaps we think possible. It's important for our well-being that we educate our subconscious minds to accept the things we cannot change, whether it's the virus itself or the profound effects it's had on our lives. None of us can change those things. The only thing we can change is how we think about them. If we resist everything that's happening and fight against it in our minds, we create a war in our minds that we cannot win. We make ourselves tense and unhappy. Yet if we simply decide to accept everything, peace reigns. We become calm and relaxed. And when we are calm and relaxed, we switch off our fight or flight mode and switch on our rest and digest mode. In this mode, we can think more clearly, respond in a more measured and thoughtful way, regulate our emotional responses in all situations, and we become more optimistic, all simply by accepting the things we cannot change. Once we embrace acceptance, we can flourish and grow. Think about all the things about the current situation that currently occupy your mind the most. Which of these are things that you cannot change? Ask your subconscious mind right now to let them go, to accept them, simply and completely. Let them go. You can simply choose to do that right now. Simply accept and let go. And as you do this, allow your eyes behind your eyelids to soften, your forehead to clear and to smoothen, as if clouds are parting. Allow your neck to loosen. Allow your shoulders to relax and drop slightly, your jaw to slacken and become comfortably loose, and allow yourself to drift even deeper. I'm now going to count from 5 down to 1, and with each number I count, your mind and body can relax even more and each suggestion goes deep into your subconscious mind as it becomes your absolute reality. 5. Deeper and deeper. 4. Each suggestion getting stronger and stronger. 3. Even deeper now. 2. All the way down. And 1. And that's good. In all situations like this, it's also important to remind ourselves of all the good things we have. We've been asked, in order to protect ourselves and others, to stay at home as much as possible and to avoid any contact with other people that could potentially spread this virus. We've been asked to withdraw. We have not been imprisoned. And it can be helpful at times like this to think about people we admire and how they have coped with adversity. For instance, we could think about Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela spent 27 years of his life in prison, simply for standing up for what he knew to be right. Nelson Mandela's cell, when he was first incarcerated, and in which he spent 18 years of those 27 years, was only 8 foot by 7 foot, and contained just 6 items: a bucket, a small square table, a blanket, a straw mat, a cup, and a plate. Although we may not have all the freedoms we're used to, we don't have to suffer in the way Nelson Mandela did. Most of us have access to a phone, to a computer, to a television, and to the outdoors for exercise and to visit a supermarket or pharmacy. Even if we're cocooning or self-isolating, most of us can still fill our lungs with fresh, clean air, whether that's by going outside at home or onto a balcony, or even simply by opening a door or a window and letting in the fresh air. Those of us on lockdown can still go for a walk or a run or a cycle. We can all still eat and drink pretty much anything we feel like. We have the kind of freedom that Nelson Mandela couldn't have imagined, even in his wildest dreams. Take a moment now to think about Nelson Mandela and how he was treated. Think about what it would be like to be imprisoned in an 8 foot by 7 foot cell with just those 6 items. And think about being imprisoned like that for 27 years of your life. The few weeks we have to endure now seem so trivial. Let's allow ourselves to feel gratitude, true gratitude, for a moment, for everything that we have, for the family and friends that we have, for our colleagues. And if you're okay right now in this moment, say silently in your head right now, "I'm okay." It's important to let your subconscious mind know that you're okay when you're okay. And we are connected. One of the things that we should be grateful for is the connectivity that our technology allows us. We're connected to our friends and family, our colleagues, and to all the services we need. Most of us have access to a smartphone or a computer. We can talk, text, or even video chat with friends and family whenever we want to. And some of us can even still work and meet with colleagues via phone and video conference. We can share our thoughts and ideas. We can share funny videos and posts. We can play games. We are connected by this, and we're connected by the shared experience of staying in our homes at this time. We can share the challenges and the joys, and if we allow it, this experience can enrich our lives. Take a moment right now to think about all the people you've connected with over the past few weeks, the people you've spoken to on the phone, whether family, friends, or colleagues, the people you've texted or sent messages and emails to, the people you have video conferenced or called with, the neighbours you might have waved to or shouted hello to as you went out for a walk or to the local grocery shop, pharmacy, or supermarket. We are very far from being separated. We are coming together, and our bonds are becoming stronger as a result of this shared experience. Think of all the acts of generosity and kindness you've witnessed over the past few weeks, whether online or in the real world. The companies giving away goods and services to the most vulnerable in society. The huge number of people with healthcare qualifications coming out of retirement or back home to do their bit, and the bravery and selflessness of healthcare workers everywhere, doing everything they can to protect us all. Open your subconscious mind to the idea that we are all connected, and that the bonds that connect us are strengthening as a result of this shared experience. And as you do this, allow your eyes behind your eyelids once again to soften, your forehead to clear and to smoothen, as if clouds are parting. Allow your neck to loosen, allow your shoulders to relax and drop slightly, your jaw to slacken and become comfortably loose, and allow yourself to drift even deeper. I'm now going to count from 5 down to 1, and with each number I count, your mind and body can relax even more, and each suggestion goes deep into your subconscious mind as it becomes your absolute reality. 5. Deeper and deeper. 4. Each suggestion getting stronger and stronger. 3. Even deeper now. 2. All the way down. And 1. And that's good. Imagining the future is a very important exercise which brings us a number of benefits. It helps us to start to focus on the things that are important to us in life and on what we want. It helps us to allow ourselves to feel a sense of joy and optimism about the future. And it allows us to start to make the little decisions that put us on the right course for the destinations we want in life. Imagining the future is like putting a pin in Google Maps and allowing our subconscious minds to plot a course towards it. Without setting destinations for ourselves, we can drift, and then we might wonder in a few years or decades' time how we ended up where we did. The answer might be that we didn't set a destination for ourselves, so no wonder we ended up somewhere random. At a time like this, imagining our not too far distant future is as important as imagining our long-term future. It allows us to see our current situation for what it is, temporary. It allows us to hope and dream, and human beings need to hope and dream. I want you to imagine right now something simple, a simple pleasure that you're looking forward to when this current situation passes. Maybe it's going to the cinema to see a movie again. Maybe it's going to a restaurant or a pub. Maybe it's traveling to see family or friends. Focus right now on one thing and use your imagination to visualize the experience. Make the experience as real in your mind as you can. Where will you be? What colors and shapes will you be able to see around you? What sounds will you hear? What about taste or smell? What about touch? Use all your senses where you can to create this visualization in your mind. And once again, some people are very visual and they can make very clear the pictures in their mind. Other people can't, they just get an impression of what's going on, or one of their other senses, sound or smell or touch, are to the fore. But we all imagine. Now that you have created your impression of this simple pleasure, hold it in your mind for a few moments and allow your mind to absorb and understand it with more clarity than ever before. You can recall this impression anytime you want to and every time you listen to this self-hypnosis recording. And each time from now on, it will be recalled with at least the same and probably even more clarity than before as you add more detail to your impression. Or the next time you listen to this recording, you can pick a different imaginary scenario and enrich that with your imagination and your senses. And the incredible thing is, if you do this, your subconscious mind will start to register these imaginary situations as real, and you will no longer miss these simple pleasures as much. You will know at a deep level that they will happen again, and almost as if they've already happened during this period. This will help you relax and miss the things you might be missing less. Imagine your simple pleasure scenario again, now, and allow it to become real in your mind. And as you do this, Allow your eyes behind your eyelids to soften once again, your forehead to clear and smoothen, as if clouds are parting. Allow your neck to loosen. Allow your shoulders to relax and drop slightly. Your jaw to slacken and become comfortably loose. And allow yourself to drift now, even deeper. I'm now going to count from 5 down to 1, and with each number I count, your mind and body can relax even more, and each suggestion goes deep into your subconscious mind as it becomes your absolute reality. 5. Going deeper and deeper. And 4. Each suggestion getting stronger and stronger. And 3. Even deeper now. 2, all the way down, and 1, and that's good. In a moment, I'm going to immerse you. I'm going to count from 1 to 3, and at the count of 3 and not before, your eyes are going to open and you're going to become fully alert. And when those eyes open, you're going to know that they open onto a brand new world for you. This is a world of calm, acceptance, and connection. You're also going to notice that these wonderful feelings will stay with you. You're going to continue to feel peaceful and calm. So 1, slowly, easily and gently, feel yourself coming back up to your full awareness as the subconscious recedes to powerfully reinforce every single day all the suggestions and understandings and love that you've received here today. And the conscious mind now starts to take back active control of who you are. And 2, you're still relaxed and calm, but a wonderful, exciting feeling about success and victory flows through your mind and body, and your eyes. Yes, those eyes under your eyelids, they feel like they're clearing, kind of like they're being bathed in a cool mountain spring. You feel good, so get ready now. 3, now let those eyes open, and notice how good you feel.